from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Little Green Day here, huh? Like it.
Well, I heard you crying out.
This is my high school days, man.
Billy Joe Armstrong?
Mac wasn't even born when I was in high school.
Doesn't matter. Music doesn't have an age. Most annoying thing that I ever got told in my life was I'd listen to 70s and 60s and 50s music. You're too young to know this music.
I hate when people say that.
Sucks.
My daughter made a summer playlist for us this year, and it's probably the best playlist that I've ever had. It's, it's phenomenal,
the
right?
The 90s playlist you sent us, right?
No.
Oh, that's just what we were listening to the other night. Yeah.
No, it's just one that she created with, and she's got a lot of stuff mixed in that I didn't even know. She, like Phil Collins, I can feel it coming in the air tonight. And she's singing these songs. This generation, my kids' generation, and I was reading actually an article about this, they all love Vienna by Billy Joel. And
the sausage song?
It is. And like that song was released 50 years ago. And now it's like starting to climb the charts. And people are like, why is Vienna by Billy Joel climbing the charts? But my daughters listen to it. Their friends are all listening to this song. My daughter was the one who said, we're going to see Billy Joel in St. Louis at the end of September. I'm like, yes, we are. And she said to me when Jimmy Buffett died about a year ago, she goes, Dad, I really regret not being able to see Jimmy Buffett. And I was like, oh, my God, my heart broke. Right. She's 14 years old and that's in her wheelhouse. And so she's like, she wanted to go see Billy Joel. I'm like, okay, fine. We'll go. Found cheap tickets online, actually. We're like, all right, we're there. We're going. Awesome. And I'm not going to have her regret not seeing somebody that she really wants to see, you know, in person. So I'm like, all right, we're going to go to this. But like the people who say that, because I've seen people like that over the years too, Dusty. It's like, you're too young to know this music. No, I'm not. If it's good music, it's good music. It doesn't matter what age generation you're from. Like you started, you know, this morning when we walked out, you were playing It's a Beautiful Morning by... not Herman's Hermits, but I'm
the Rascals.
The Rascals, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that song I used to listen to as a kid with my dad listening to CBS FM and Cousin Brucey driving around listening to the oldies and whatnot. And that's what I was exposed to my entire life. So I was a 50s and 60s kid growing up, and then the 90s happened, and I think the second best decade of music behind the 60s. Mm-hmm. And here we sit. Like, you can like all kinds of generations for music. People who say that, I think are a little bit uncomfortable with themselves. You know, it's like the negative texter, you know, like the guy who weighs in about, you know, like, I missed the AM station. Like, come on, guy. Like, it's okay to have a different taste in music than everybody else. And you like what you like, right? You like what you like. So
it is what it is. Welcome to the Weird World. Mac Morey, executive producer, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco. Welcome to 96.5 The Fan. We are going to be with you every single day, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. Coming up after us will be Cody and Gold, and then they will have their shine on your brand new Kansas City Sports Radio Station, 96.5 The Fan, the number 913-586-7965. That's four straight, Bob, without a hiccup.
Got it. There it is.
That's a parlay that you want to hit there, Daddy.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah. That was plus 3,200 today.
How's this sound on your new radio station?
The pitch. Swing and a blast. Deep left center field, way back. And that ball will be into the Royals bullpen for a home run. Bobby Witt Jr., a home run, his 24th. And the Royals double their lead. It's 2-0.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Bobby Witt Jr. yesterday with a laser to left field. It was...
That was a crazy pitch, man. That was like around the eyes, and he
just... That's just your freak, right? Yeah. And speaking of freaks, there was a reason why in the offseason there were many respectable beat writers of baseball that said there was the comparison of Cole Reagans to a left-handed Jacob DeGrom.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob DeGrom, the last couple of years, relevant. Injuries have caught up to him, and it's sad to see because I really did like DeGrom a lot, even though he did not win a 2015 World Series. Hey, nah. But Cole Reagans might go down if this team wins a World Series this year or even next year or the following year because they have control over him as maybe one of the greatest trades in Kansas City Royals baseball history. And he might go down as one of the best pitchers for the Royals the way that he's going. Now, I know he's had two Tommy John surgeries. Hopefully there are no more. But again, Piccolo last year, they acquire Aroldis Chapman in the offseason. They won 56 games. They weren't going to be a competitive team, but in order to be that team, they had to make moves prior. And we give Brett Veach his flowers all the time, looking ahead into the next season of trying to fix things. This pitching staff last year was no good. We know that. But we knew what we could see in Cole Reagans after we saw him for a little bit, and this year he's lived to the hype. And yesterday he did big ace daddy stuff. He went on the mound knowing this team was struggling, knowing that offense for the Minnesota Twins had really been cooking against the Royals. Lugo wasn't great. Singer wasn't great. Royals were on the verge of a sweep against Boston. Guess who stopped that sweep? Cole Reagans. Royals were on the verge of a sweep against the Minnesota Twins. Guess who stopped that sweep? Cole Reagans. Yesterday, dominant. 8 strikeouts, 7 innings, hose on his left arm. That's what you want to see. And if Cole Reagans can be this guy continuing, J.J. Piccolo might have made one of the greatest trades in the Royals franchise history.
Yeah, and let's set the history about that trade and kind of how it all went down, because the Aroldis Chapman thing is a big part of that. You know, credit to John Sherman for allowing J.J. to go out last year and sign Aroldis Chapman. Also credit to Aroldis Chapman for knowing that when he signed that deal, it wasn't going to be a long-term deal here in Kansas City. The intent was nobody else wanted to sign him. He had a rough year the prior year. Bring him in here, let him kind of rebuild his career a little bit, knowing that he could be a potential big trade chip. And that's ultimately what he was. And he knew that coming into the season. The Royals knew that coming into the season. I think most of Major League Baseball kind of knew that coming into last season, that Aroldis Chapman was going to go to the highest bidder. And so you start scouting the minor leagues. And you know, I think it was back in early May, they started watching Cole Reagans. Gene Watson and company, you know, started watching Cole Reagans.
Watson,
like, this is the guy.
Yes.
This is the guy. This is the guy that we need to go get. And, you know, you try to figure out what you can get for Aroldis Chapman. You try to look at what the best deal was, and they were on Cole Reagans from really, you know, May to when they made that trade in June or July, and they got the deal done, and they brought Cole Reagans in. I don't think a lot of fans knew what to expect out of Cole Reagans, but the baseball people were really, really excited about him. And I think if you look back, Cole Reagans has already overachieved any expectation that anybody had for him coming here to Kansas City. Now, there was another player included by the Texas Rangers, and I don't remember what his name was, for Aroldis Chapman, but really it was a basic one-for-one swap where you sent Aroldis Chapman to Texas, they won a World Series, trade paid off for them, and the Royals got an ace of their staff. That's how those trades are supposed to work. You trade your prospects, you trade your veteran guys, everybody wins. That's what you want, a win all the way around. And it was a win for the Rangers, and it was a win for the Kansas City Royals as well. If the Royals end up winning a World Series with Cole Reagans on the team, to me, it will go down as the best single-player trade in Royals history. And I say that because the best trade right now in Royals history was the Zach Greinke trade, where you got Kane and you got Escobar and you got Jeremy Jeffress and you got, you know, the other guy that you traded 16 times throughout the league, and it helped you get Davis, it helped you get James Shields,
right?
The whole nine yards of that one. That is the greatest trade in Royals history. But if the Royals do win a World Series and Cole Reagans is part of this team, it will in my opinion, go down as the single greatest one-for-one kind of trade in Royals history, and he's everything an ace should be. He's the best starter that the Royals have had on this roster since Zach Greinke in 2009 and then going back to Sabres in 1985. Other than that, I can't think of anybody having a better year in a pressure situation than Cole Reagans is having right now. Now, somebody will say, what about Vargas going for 20 years or 20 wins? They weren't really in it that year. That was more of a Vargas thing than a team thing, much like it was with Zach Greinke back in 2009. This guy is dominating. This guy is an ace. And this guy is on a team right now that is challenging for the postseason. Cole Reagans has been everything and anything that anybody could have ever have asked for him. And it will go down as one of the greatest trades ever.
Chalk that up as something that you love to see. Baseball coverage on 96.5 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. To use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Also, Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors. I'm missing it. Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Welcome to the new sports station in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. I am Dusty Likens. That is Bob Fesco, executive producer Mac Morey. Coming up, the first ever guest on Fesco and Dusty. You got it right. It's Ben Maller. So mark that down in your books. Whenever we go back in time and we fast forward the clocks, who was the first ever guest? Well, you're going to need to know that. But that's Bob Fesco. Again, I'm Dusty Likens. That's Mac Morey. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. Damn, it's a good day here in Kansas City for a new sports radio station.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan on Fesco and Dusty here on your new home for Kansas City Sports Radio, 96.5 The Fan. First guest ever joins the show. Our guy, sponsored by The Landing and Liberty, Ben Maller.
Yeah, Benny boy, you are the answer to a trivia question, my man. Who is the first guest ever on the new 96.5 The Fan?
All right, this is going to win big money when you have trivia night at the local bars. You're going to win big money on this. I am very excited, and I did shut down. In a way, I shut down 610, so it's great. Now, FM's a whole new world. Like, you, Bob, much cooler. Dusty, you know, you just got a little glare, a little glow to you now, right? There's, when you do FM, it's like there's panache, right? There's little razzmatazz. Not that we don't love AM, but you're just a better person when you're on FM. You just matter a little more when you're on FM. And so congratulations. It's a great, I'm a radio nerd. I just like you, Bob. I'm a radio nerd. This is a great day for Kansas City sports fans. It's awesome. It's a one-shop stop. There's nowhere else you need to go for all the hot takes and all the games and all that. And just wonderful. It's great to hear. I'm excited that I get to still be on your show. You know, I was worried because you guys are going to the FM. You might dump me because I'm more of like an AM guy. So, but I'm still on, and so it's exciting and big things. I mean, I don't even know. You were telling me off the air some of the things. You don't even know all the things. Like, they're gonna be like massive things that this station is gonna be a part of. So I'm excited for you guys and the listeners, and it's awesome. I got to get one of those hats. I want one of those hats. I'm a hat guy. I need one of those hats.
And now we need to get you to Kansas City. You know, we need to do a show at the Landing and all that and hang out and go to a Chiefs game because we're home of the Chiefs. We're home of the Royals, home of K-State, home of Missouri. We got everything on one station, Ben.
And home of barbecue as well. You got the whole thing. But the chicken fingers, people say, well, it's barbecue. No, the chicken fingers. That's why you, with the Ben Maller chicken fingers, that's why you go. And now that we're on FM, I can go. Now, I have been to Kansas City before, as you know, years ago. Before we knew each other. We were not friends, right, Bob? We didn't really know each other. We weren't radio friends that tell gossip to each other back then. And I loved my time in Kansas City. And my wife, here's a fun fact. So my wife was with me. We were dating at the time. And we were going to do like the whole food thing. We had the chicken fingers, which were wonderful. And she didn't eat any because at that time she was a pescatarian. An evil pescatarian. She wouldn't eat the meat. She ate the seafood and all that. So now I've taken her back to the dark side so she can now enjoy all the fine foods in Kansas City. So we definitely have to make that happen. And I hear the Chiefs are kind of good too. I've heard the Chiefs are pretty good. So, yeah.
Well, they are pretty good, but you know what? Hollywood Brown goes down and the freak out begins. Whenever they won a Super Bowl without Hollywood Brown last year, what'd you think when you saw that injury?
I said they had no wide receivers at all. They had like one guy last year and they won. So yeah, I don't get worked up because he hasn't played any. I know he's been around and all that, but he hadn't played any games as a Chief. So it's like you don't get really worked up. You didn't really have him. So you can't get all worked into a pretzel because of that. To me, you look at Kelce, you're like, is he still going to be able to produce at a high percentage? Because for part of the year last year, he wasn't great. He turned it on at the end of the year, but there was a point in the middle of the year he looked kind of old. And now you get the paparazzi following him around full time again all year. So that's a guy I'd be keeping an eye on more than anything. But the Chiefs, as long as they have Mahomes, as long as he's healthy, I don't know how they're going to be anything more than a playoff team, and then we'll see what happens when we get to January.
You think there's a consensus around the league that everybody still thinks the Chiefs are the dominant team? Because it seems like in the past, every time that the season starts, it's like, this could be the team that knocks them off, or this could be the team. They're minus 850 to make the playoffs.
Well, you know, Dusty is a savvy radio veteran. Bob knows as well that the key to get attention when you make a preseason prediction is not to bet the favorite. You have to pick some obscure team. That is the key. Because if you get it right, everyone says you're a genius. And if you get it wrong, you say, well, you know, you're just taking a shot, you know, whatever. But the Chiefs are still out in front by a pretty wide margin in the AFC. And yeah, we'll see how it shakes down. But there is a bit of a changing of the guard. Because I don't think Buffalo's nearly as good as they were. And, you know, there's some of the other teams that made moves this offseason. But, to answer your question, the Chiefs are still the top team, which is not like an exciting answer for people that want somebody else. But that's just the reality. Unless something changes with Mahomes and Andy Reid, that dynamic duo, you know, they figure the defense is still going to be really good. They kept the, you know, most of the key guys from last year. So, yeah.
Ben Maller with us here on 96.5 The Fan. And Ben, I think, you know, I heard you driving in today, you know, talking about why you talk about the Dallas Cowboys all the time. And I saw the Stephen Jones comments yesterday. I think they're some of the most absurd comments I've ever seen an owner saying, if we're going to pay CeeDee Lamb, we need to get our money's worth. He needs 10 to 12 targets a game. I've never heard an owner say something so stupid before. The Dallas Cowboys are the gift that just keeps on giving, aren't they?
Yeah, I was trying to explain this. I get a lot of blowback. What are you talking about the Cowboys all the time? Well, they do stupid things, and that makes for good talk radio. So, of course, I talk about the Cowboys on my overnight show. But, yeah, it was actually Stephen Jones said, this is even better, Bob. He said 12 to 15 targets per game. CeeDee Lamb last year led the NFL in targets per game. He averaged 10.6 per game or something like that. And what did that get the Cowboys? They got, as I said, they got turned into cheese fondue by the Packers when the playoffs came around. They just like fell apart and all that. But this is the typical thing the Cowboys do. It's not like, well, we just have to spread the ball around, whatever it takes to win. It's like, well, no, we want you know, CeeDee Lamb as you get our money's worth. We want him to have 15 targets a game. So really? Like that's your effort? That's your goal? Come on. I still don't think they're going to. I hope they don't sign these guys. I think they will cave in. I would like to see Jerry Jones put his foot down in Dallas and say, you guys got to earn it. You didn't. You embarrassed me and in the playoffs. You do this every year. And so go out and earn the money. And he's made it this far. It's like running a marathon and getting the 26-mile marker. And then with 0.2 miles to go, you're like, I'm good. I'm out of here. I'm not going to finish. Come on.
Is there any more drama outside of Dallas and the New York Jets? Like Hassan Reddick gets traded there, and then all of a sudden he's like, I don't want to play for this team. And then they bring out a statement that says, we're only going to pay people that prove they want to be here, and stuff like that. I mean, you look at teams like that, and you see why they struggle. And it seems to be pretty obvious because when I look at this, Ben, I think the two – storylines that are leading the way right now are the Jets and the cheap Cowboys.
Yeah, and also, I mean, there's some other stuff that's like Brandon Ayuk, you know, is he going to be traded this day? I mean, guys like that. And then I always love the quarterback training camp battles, like are always great, but you can only go so far because it's if you have a quarterback controversy, because you have two suck bag quarterbacks, right? You have, like in Pittsburgh, they've got a guy who's washed up in Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson, and a guy who can't play in Justin Fields. Like, so you got that. And then, like, the Raiders, they have Gardner Minshew, who I like, but, you know, he's average. When he's everything's right, he's average. And Aiden O'Connell. Like, that's it. So who, when the Chiefs, remember the Chiefs in the Raiders game last year when they didn't even throw in the second half with Aiden O'Connell because they didn't trust him. So that's who's in a competition to win the job. So yeah, there's a lot of those kind of stories, but for pure drama of the highest degree, it's Aaron Rodgers, some book I don't even know about, that there's some quotes there, and then Jerry Jones, and Jerry's very open about it. He says it every year. He's like, yeah, his goal is to get as much publicity for the Dallas Cowboys as he can get. And what was it? Sportico this week said the Cowboys are worth more than any team in NFL history. And they said over $10 billion now or something like that. That's all because of Jerry Jones. People rip Jerry Jones. From a marketing standpoint, he is one of the great marketers of, you know, this generation. And I know he's an older generation, but you think of all time. Like, this is circus level, you know, circus level marketing that Jerry's able to pull off every year with a mediocre product most of the time.
Well, and that's what I've said to a lot of people, Ben, too. I'm like, Jerry Jones is the modern day P.T. Barnum in the three ring circus is Jerry World. Yeah. I mean, you prop it up, you promote the hell out of it, and you go 9-7 and you make a lot of money off of the deal. And you showed everybody, hey, we got a quarterback we don't want to pay. We got a wide receiver we don't want to pay. We got a defensive lineman we don't want to pay. Come see our show. And they go and they watch. And Jerry Jones makes a boatload of cash.
Yeah. Under the big stop, fun for all ages. Come on down, buy some popcorn. It's overpriced. Buy some cowboy gear. You know, we haven't changed our logo in 100 years, but keep buying the same stuff. It's all good. And all that. Reminds me, remember the boxing promoter? Here's an outdated reference. Don King. Remember Don King before a fight? I interviewed him. You probably had the same experience, Bob. I don't know, Dusty, you're younger than us, old people. But Don King, I went to a couple fights in Vegas, and Don would make the rounds. They used to fly in radio shows, and Don he'd come to the table. I remember he said, "Ben, you're the greatest talk show host of all time. Oh my God!" He'd go on this whole rant. You know, he'd rhyme a bunch of words. You know, put a whole thing. You know, all this stuff. And I thought, man, he made me feel like $1 million. And then I watched him walk to the next table and say the same exact thing about the next guy. And I was like, darn it. You know, how dare you? How dare you?
I have a interesting question because I don't think there's a right answer, but I think there's a lot of wrong answers. I don't know if that makes sense. Who challenges the Chiefs in the AFC? I'm really interested because I know everybody's going to say the hot hand is Houston. People will be like, well, the Chargers. Come on. Really, I don't know who challenges the Chiefs in the AFC. I mean, I'd listen to Baltimore. We're going to see that game in about 3 weeks, actually 3 weeks from today. That'll be actually on 96.5 The Fan. How you doing? But anybody that you think that's like a front runner that's a challenger to the Chiefs this year?
Yeah, so I have a crystal ball. One of the great soothsayers. I bought it on Timu, actually. But I'm one of the great soothsayers. So I'm going with the Bengals here because of Joe Burrow. Burrow's back.
Stop it. You're going to piss so many people off on the launch date, Ben.
No. Joe Burrow's back.
Okay.
He's if he's right, he's the second quarterback. I don't trust the Ravens because I've seen Lamar Jackson go out there and have issues in the playoffs too many times. So I don't trust them. Buffalo's not as good. Tua Tagovailoa, we saw what he did in the cold weather there in Kansas City last year at Arrowhead. So that was a debacle. And it's like the Dolphins, the fact that they paid him is fascinating to me because unless they get home field advantage in Miami, they're going to have to play in either Kansas City or Baltimore or, you know, Buffalo will be good or maybe the Patriots will go. There's always like outdoor cold weather games, and they paid a guy who hasn't proven he can play in cold weather. So I don't trust the Dolphins. They're a good regular season team. And so, yeah, I mean, to answer your question, I go Cincinnati, and then, you know, you can throw a bunch of other teams up there that just throw them against the wall. Another interesting storyline, though, guys, is the glamour teams that are getting all the love, like the Atlanta Falcons and the Houston Texans. Like, one of them is not going – one of them is going to stink this year, right? They're not both going to be good. Chicago Bears are another team. Bears are another team getting a lot of love. Like, of those three, one of them will live up to the hype. And one will be kind of average, and then one will absolutely smell like BO. Like, guaranteed, right? Guaranteed. Which one will it be? That's the great mystery. And the Bears are the one that I'm looking at because I don't know. Caleb Williams, I got I got questions about that. They did have
Bob
a good offseason.
Him.
Yeah, he loves the whole aura, right?
See, he's all in. He thinks they're going like 15-2.
Yeah, I love nothing about him, nor his head coach, nor the ownership of that organization. So,
yeah, it's a bit of a mess over there at Hallis Hall. But I guess people are watching Hard Knocks, though. People have watched. The ratings are up. They've gone up there. So good for them.
Good for them. Ben, we appreciate the time. You sound beautiful on FM. Enjoy preseason week number 2, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Enjoy the FM, guys. Thank you.
That's Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio or 96.5 The Fan. How I just right back into the old side of things, but that's okay.
You
it's
before
all new.
Me.
I know.
Who saw that coming? Not me.
Well, I mean,
look at us.
Haven't been doing it in a while. So, Ben Maller here on 96.5 The Fan. The answer to that trivia question, who was the first guest? It's Ben Maller. You can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty, and their soft pretzel is delicious.
I like Ben. I'm glad our relationship is growing, even though he does remind me of Bill Burr. Have you watched any of those stand-ups yet that I told you to watch at Bill
no.
Burr?
No.
Okay.
I don't watch things. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yeah, you do.
Not much.
You watch the Food Network with your
lady? I do. Yeah, start watching a little bit of that. And, you know, it's just in and out of stuff. I'm just not a... I'm not...
Did you watch the Bruce Springsteen video I sent you from
not
Barcelona?
Yet, no.
Okay.
No. Somebody sent me a podcast of Cheers to listen to yesterday, Josh. I started listening to that. It was Norm and Sam and Woody. They were all talking.
The doll from the movie?
I don't know about Woody. I don't know what he was doing on that podcast, but wow. Get about a half hour, and I'm like, got to move on.
Three-peat. What percentage do you go into August 15th on 96.5 The Fan?
Mm-hmm.
That the Chiefs get a three-peat.
100.
Okay. Should have known. All if right. there were to be a fatal flaw, right? If there was, the only reason the Chiefs can't win the three-peat, outside of the fact that no one's ever done it, what would prevent the Chiefs from not getting the three-peat?
Yeah, people say history is the biggest thing standing in their way. And mm-hmm. and that's what I love, because it's never happened before. There are many people who believe it could never happen, you know? And I don't think that's the way you have to look at it. I think every situation needs to be looked at differently. Is this team best equipped to go for a three-peat that we've seen in quite some time? Yeah, they are. They've got the best quarterback on the planet. They've got the best tight end on the planet. They've got a lot of good weapons. They got a really good defense, the best defensive coordinator on the planet, and probably the best head coach on planet Earth right now in Andy Reid. And so for the folks out there who love to say, well, it's never happened before, so it can't happen again, that's not the truth. That's not the case at all. It definitely can happen, and this team is poised to do so. And you start to look at, like, okay, what could hold them back? And injuries is an easy thing. Oh, injuries and all that. Of course, every team says that about, you know, the start of the season. Well, if we don't get injured, we're going to be okay. But everybody seemingly suffers injuries, whether it's to the quarterback in Minnesota, whether it's to the wide receiver in Kansas City. Injuries are happening all over the place. I kind of look at that now as low-hanging fruit, like when people immediately go to why we can't do things and they say, well, injuries could happen. Injuries could happen walking across the street. So I take the injury out of the equation. To me, I look at, like, you know, maybe the defensive backs, because Justin Reed has been banged up to start the season. Obviously, Legarius Sneed left. But I got a lot of faith in Dave Merritt, the defensive back coach, who's done a wonderful job here. And I don't really want to talk about Dave Merritt because I'm afraid somebody's going to go out there and try to hire him as their defensive coordinator because mm-hmm. of what a great job he's done with the defensive backs here in Kansas City. But, man, one guy leaves and the next guy replaces him. I mean, we've seen that now here in Kansas City with Trent McDuffie coming in as a rookie, Charvarius Ward leaving and Legarius Sneed stepping it up, Tyrann Mathieu leaving, Justin Reed coming in and stepping it up. Like, they don't miss a beat at that defensive backfield position. But that's the one I'm kind of looking at because of the injury to Justin Reed and because Legarius Sneed, you know, was traded away to the Tennessee Titans. So that's kind of the position I'm keeping an eye on. I think it's going to be just fine. But if you're forcing me to pick, like, a particular reason why, it probably would be the defensive backs for now. And obviously, as we get through the course of the season, all that can change.
Yeah, I'd probably say the same if I had to pick one. It is hard. I mean, if it wasn't that, I'd go O-line depth, left tackle. But think we're hearing good things from Kingsley now,
right?
From camp.
Yeah.
In the first preseason game, only played 6 snaps. That bodes well for him. But other than that, I'd say it's themselves. And you talk about, Bob, you know, no one's ever had a three-peat. It can't happen. Well, you know what? a team that's going for a three-peat has never had their quarterback at the peak of their powers,
right.
Has never had the coach at the peak of their powers, has never had their star receiver or weapon that they had at the beginning of that run, or their star defensive player still on the team, still signed.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are in the best situation in NFL history to complete the three-peat because of all of this.
And I think if I'm not mistaken, and again, it all starts to blur together after a while, when the Dallas Cowboys were going for a three-peat, isn't that when they switched coaches?
Yeah.
Or, you know, like they had like a big change, you know, down in Dallas where Jimmy Johnson left and went to the Dolphins, and then in comes Barry Switzer. And so they never were mm-hmm. able to keep that thing on the track. It'd be interesting what would have happened had Jimmy Johnson stayed there and him and, you know, Jerry Jones not gotten into a fight or whatever happened in the schoolyard. And those two guys would have stayed together, how that dynasty would have been. The same thing that goes for the San Francisco 49ers, though. They're going for a mm-hmm. three-peat. Look, they're in the championship game against the Giants. Joe Montana gets knocked out, and there's a big fumble. The Giants get the football. They win, and the three-peat's over for San Francisco. There haven't been many of these instances where teams have the opportunity, obviously, to go for a three-peat, especially in our lifetimes. I think maybe Pittsburgh did it in the 70s or something, and Green Bay had an opportunity in the 60s to do it. But in our lifetime, like, we've not really seen many opportunities. Mac, and to your point, the Chiefs are as well equipped as anybody, yep. if not better than all these other teams that had the opportunity to go for a three-peat.
Yeah, because what, Pittsburgh won two, didn't win, 1-2, and then didn't
I think
win.
That's what it was. Yeah, I think they only had 1 year in between. Like, mm-hmm. they won 4 and 5 years or something like that. Sick. Like, that's wild, man. But again, that was back in the day. There weren't as many teams, yep. and they thought Terry Bradshaw was a good quarterback.
Running out of time in this segment, but I will give you a very simplistic answer that you're probably going to hate. There's only one way they don't three. Very simple. Mahomes doesn't play.
Yeah, right.
That's the only way. Yeah. That's the only way I see it happening, and I hope it doesn't happen, but let's just be honest. When Brady went out for the Patriots in the 1 year that he got hurt in week one, they didn't make the playoffs. They went 11-5 with Matt Castle, but they didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
I believe Miami won that division. That's it. As simple as it can be, that's it. Mm-hmm. It the only way I can't see them
may have
not
been the last
three-peat.
Time Miami won the division, actually.
I think it may have been. And I believe they're the team with the longest playoff drive.
Well, not, no, it's
a win. Or maybe
I thought the Jets I'd seen somewhere is the longest.
I thought it was the Jets. I'm going to look that up.
But championship game not too long ago?
Yeah, but there was something about the Jets. Like, they were the longest drought franchise. But I think then you can go to Miami. They haven't won a playoff game since 2000. Right. So, yeah.
I think the longest playoff drought without a win in the playoffs is Miami.
But why do they keep saying the Jets then? Like, I
seriously. Everybody hates the Jets.
It's a good point. But I did see something, and I've seen it a lot, that the Jets, like, have the longest drought of not winning a postseason game in American sports or something like that.
Yeah, it says the New York Jets officially have the longest playoff drought in North American professional sports.
Not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Not making the playoffs.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
Miami hasn't won one since 2000. The Jets haven't made the playoffs since 2012.
Love to see it.
I'd rather be the Jets, I think. Right? I don't know. That's a tough one.
I don't want Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. From the 816, gentlemen, just wanted to say congrats on the FM move and taking over the number one spot on my preset dials in the truck.
Make sure you take spots 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 as well, like my friend Rob did.
That's right.
All of them. Then he went in his wife's car and programmed her car to 96.5 also. Keep that up.
Fesco in the morning. Fesco and Dusty here, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Caitlin Clark, she's at it again. That's Mac Morey. I'm Dusty Likens. Bob Fesco. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics. 96.5.
Alan Carr.
There you go. You got it right this time, Al.
Somebody sent in an email fast. Say, hey, man. By the way, it's 96.5 The Fan. I think I blacked out for the first hour. I'm just being honest. I'm pretty sure I blacked out for the first hour. We've already done 2 hours almost on the new radio station in Kansas City for sports entertainment.
What do you guys think so far? Let us know. You like it? If not, well,
sorry
to tell you. We're here.
That's right.
Yep. Sorry.
We're here. You can call in at 913-586-7965. Let us know what you think of the new station.
Yeah.
We do want to hear from you guys today. This is for you. This station was not started for us. It was started for you, the sports fan that has deserved an FM sports radio station in Kansas City for so long. Somebody texted in earlier, FM sports, and it's the fan. I feel like we've arrived as a city now. Yeah, it's big time, man. This is huge. It's a big day for us here at Odyssey, for us here in Kansas City, for the sports fan, because we are now officially your one-stop shop for all things sports. The best sports talk show hosts in town, even Cody. I kid. I meant Alex. And also, we've got the Royals, we've got the Chiefs, we've got Missouri, we got K-State, all under one roof, man. It's a one-stop shop for everybody. You set your dial to 96.5, and you never have to leave, and we got you covered here on 96.5 The Fan.
From the 563, it sounds so much more clear. Live in the boonies, and I can get much better connection. Thank you.
You got it, man. You can also listen on the Odyssey app as well. Everybody is commenting on the Odyssey app as well this morning. Hey, just change right over. It's right there. Yeah, it's right there. It's ready to go. So whether you're listening in market, you're listening out of market, you're listening on the moon, it doesn't matter. I was wondering yesterday, too. You wonder why I don't watch things. I was watching, I don't remember even what I was watching yesterday, and it was something about the space and astronauts and things like that, and I was home alone, and I was wondering, do they have Wi-Fi on the moon?
You had to steal it from Mars.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, Mars.
Because I'm watching these people like in the space station or something. I can't remember what the hell I was watching yesterday, and I'm like, do these people in the space station have Wi-Fi? Is there Wi-Fi on the moon? Like, how do you check your Instagram reels?
Probably. Do you get down the rabbit hole of Instagram reels?
No, I don't have Instagram.
What?
Yeah.
Why not?
I was banned from Facebook in 2020 and haven't been back to that platform since and will never go back.
I'm sorry.
Why? Why are you sorry for that? It was the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, okay.
January of 2020.
Okay. All right. I'll end it there. Pam in North KC, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
I am here, Mr. Fesco.
Good to hear you, Pam. We heard you yesterday.
I just told your screener I was here for the first day of 610, and I'm here for the first day of this one, and you've got a whole new show name, whole new show co-host. My goodness, you guys are rocking it.
Well, thank you, Pam. We appreciate your phone call and your longevity here on 96.5 The Fan. I almost said 610 Sports Radio.
Text line says you almost, you did call me Josh earlier.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty funny.
Did I really?
Yeah, Matt cut it.
Cool. Fantastic. 14 years.
It'll do it to you. You think people that like get a divorce and then get remarried after like 14 years call their new wife by their last
wife?
100%.
Yeah.
Woo! That's a tough day in the household.
Yeah.
Speaking of a tough day in the household, how about the United States women's team? Really missed out on a big opportunity because according to Joe Pompeo, I don't know how to say his last name. Either way, Joe.
Never heard of him.
The WNBA's Indiana Fever have released mid-season growth numbers. Caitlin Clark effect.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out 100% of season tickets inventory. Total attendance is up 264% from last year. I don't know how you find that.
I was going to say, that's huge.
Dude.
Like, you could have just made that up and people were like, yeah, I bet it is.
186,000 fans have attended a Fever home game.
FIVA.
230,000 fans have attended a FIVA road game.
Wait, say those numbers again.
230,000 fans have attended a Fever road game.
How many attended a home game?
186,000.
Okay, so 50,000 more people have seen Caitlin Clark on the road than versus at home.
Correct.
Right? That's an amazing number, right?
It's like when Mahomes goes to Vegas.
Yeah.
It's essentially the same thing. Merchandise sales. You ready for this one? This is crazy. 1,193% increase in jersey sales from last year.
I would imagine, yeah.
Team store transactions are up 700% from 2023.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
Broke the franchise single game merchandise sales record four times.
Yeah. Jeez. This you talk where, about an effect, man.
This is where it gets really, really interesting because this feels like me on a golf course. Hot dog sales are up 300% so far this year. You're going to see Caitlin Clark and you're getting a glizzy.
Get the hot dog, baby.
Also, I feel like this is attacking me. 2,826 gallons of draft beer have been sold in 2024. That's plus 740%.
I don't know. You know, if you go to these games like, you know, the WNBA, which didn't draw a lot of people at the time, they probably didn't sell a whole heck of a lot of stuff, right? And, you know, you sell a hot dog here, beer here, a thing, you know, shirt there, whatever the case may be. But now you've got Caitlin Clark, and that's what they call in the business a needle mover, right? And that's why watching that women's game for a little bit on Sunday, was it, or Saturday, whenever the women played their gold Sunday. Medal game against France, I'm like, we're still missing the boat here. It would be like if Major League Baseball ultimately decides not to allow their big leaguers to go to the Olympics in 2028, it's a missed opportunity. I thought that was a missed opportunity by the U.S. women's basketball team to grow their sport even more, because clearly people like Caitlin Clark. People want to see Caitlin Clark play. And there are certain athletes that are just bigger than the league. Patrick Mahomes is bigger than the league. Caitlin Clark is bigger than the WNBA. Tiger Woods was bigger than the PGA Tour. And once the golfers became and flipped and weren't jealous of Tiger anymore and embraced Tiger and saw what he was doing for the sport, that sport took off. That sport grew. That sport became even better for the players. Bigger purses, bigger sponsorships, all of that kind of stuff. That's what needs to happen, in my opinion anyway, with the WNBA players. They got to stop the jealousy for Caitlin Clark and embrace who Caitlin Clark is and what she's doing for the league. Because what she's doing for the league is something nobody could ever do for the league before Caitlin Clark got there.
You bring up the women's national team and watching it. TV viewership this year, 38 games on national TV this year. That's the most in WNBA history. Set records for most viewed WNBA games on ABC, ION, ESPN, and NBA TV.
That's crazy.
Corporate partnerships, 225% increase in partnerships, largest number of team sponsors in the WNBA. All in all, the 2024 WNBA season is only about halfway over. Mm-hmm. Halfway.
But it's, and they took that break for the Olympics.
And then he finishes up and says, Caitlin Clark is a game changer. And there's no doubt about it. And that's why I think, look, this is why there is hatred, because jealousy is just love disguised by hate.
Oh,
that's the
awful
third wrestling reference for the texter that was loving that from the After Hours program. That's three now.
Jealousy is like the worst trait you could have, man.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
If you're a player in the WNBA,
yeah,
embrace Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, she's getting you better flights.
Yeah, you're flying private now because of her.
And now you're going to see a surge.
And
from
your pay
younger,
is going up.
Right. And the one thing that's important is you're going to see a surge from younger kids that are now going to be like, I want to be Caitlin Clark. I'm going to buy a Caitlin Clark jersey. I'm Dusty Likens. Probably going to go figure out a time where I can go watch Caitlin Clark play a WNBA game live. I've yet to see LeBron. I'll probably never get to see LeBron. I never got to see Jordan. Those guys, all game changers. I've never seen Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. And when I think of Caitlin Clark, I think of Steph and Jordan. Jordan came around in the late 80s. mid-80s, and everybody was like, basketball is good. It's been good. Like, there was the Lake Show. There was Showtime and all that stuff. There were the Celtics. But Jordan put it on a different level when he did the dunk competition.
I've had people tell me the old guard in Kansas City that said, if Jordan was around when the Kings were here, the Kings would still be in Kansas City. That's the kind of effect that Michael Jordan would have had.
Probably.
And that's a big statement, right? That's one player. But look at the way that he changed the perception of the NBA. Do you know the NBA Finals used to be at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and they would tape delay them.
Yep.
And then Michael Jordan got into the game and everybody wanted to see him, and they moved all these games to primetime. And that's the Michael Jordan effect. Think about that, man. If we were a couple of years later with the Kings and they moved here a few years later and Jordan was part of the league, maybe the Kings are still here in Kansas City because people would have fallen in love with Jordan. They would have fallen in love with the basketball. They would have gotten to see Michael Jordan twice a year or whatever it was that he would have come here. But then you adopt your team. Like, great players are so good for the league. And I know athletes are competitive at times, but you got to embrace the greatness that is Caitlin Clark and understand that she is the reason why the WNBA is having all of these successes.
There's another person that there's a reason why I continuously throw up every time I see an article, a video, a tweet, a reel, whatever it is, a TikTok. There's one person that just seems to not be able to let it go. I'm not sure why. Maybe one day it will register in his brain that maybe you should just do something else. We'll tell you who that is. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan here in Kansas City, your new home for sports radio in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan, Mac, Dusty, Bob. We'll be right back.
You're-
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
5. The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.